students are to stage a day of action and to protest over cuts to educational maintenance allowance. Under the scheme, children in education between the ages of 16 and 19 receive a means-tested weekly allowance of either 10, 20 or 30 pounds. Some of the options being considered is to remove the 10 and 20 pound bands, reduce the 30 pound payment to 25 quid. The chair of the Assembly Employment and Learning Committee is Basil McRae. Morning to you, Basil.
Morning.
Good morning. What's your view on this?
Well, the first thing to realise is that this is a reduction that's been brought about because the Assembly needs to find more money because we didn't put tuition fees up. So it's sort of robbing Peter to pay Paul. But there are some concerns about the scheme. Basically, there was a report from PwC that said approximately 70% of people would go on to further education, whether they got the money or not. And so there is a legitimate case for reviewing whether it's been, the money's been spent properly or
not. So are you for or against the cut?
Well, I'm all for encouraging people to stay on in education. What I'm worried about is we seem to have a rather strange report from PwC that suggests that 70% of people said they didn't want the money. That seems to me to be a really strange outcome. So I'm not sure that we've really got our head around how effective this EMA system is. And on that basis, I'm not sure I can reach a conclusion on it.
So you don't know?
Well, on the basis of the information provided to me, it seems strange to me that, you know, just to understand it, Stephen, what they're saying is that 64 to 70% of students that would be receiving EMA says it makes no difference to whether they carry on at school or not, or at FE college, and that was the principal purpose for having the scheme. So what the report is going back is saying is this doesn't really work. Having said that, there are really significant sectors of our society where people don't carry on with their education when they really should, because a good education is the only foundation for a good lifestyle in the future. And so we appear to be between a rock and a hard place. We don't have the information that really tells us what's the right way to go forward, and that's why we're waiting for the consultation to finish.
Well, research from the Department of Enterprise and Learning on Department of Education, DEL, on EMA found it's currently spent by students on the likes of clothes, going out, leisure, driving lessons.
That in itself isn't a problem. The issue is, and a couple of years ago, when people were confronted at the age of, say, 16, is would you rather go and work in a shop and earn money and then buy all of the things that you're talking about, or would you rather go to school or to FE, or carry on to school or go to an FE college? And the attraction for young people at the time was maybe they would rather have money in their pocket, particularly if they hadn't come from a background where education was valued. Now, what we know from all the research, from all of the sort of living in the real world, is the more skills you have, the better education you have, the better outcomes you have.
And Dels,
this scheme was designed to say, you spend the money wherever you want, but please stay in education because this will be for the benefit of everybody in the long term. So I'm not concerned about where people spend the money. What I am concerned is that people stay in education for as long as possible.
Let us know what you think at home about this. 0845 955 678. Obviously, Dell, Department of Employment and Learning. Adrian Peltz from the National Union of Students. Morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. So you're planning this day of action around this. How important is this EMA? Is it really going to make the difference between someone continuing with education or not?
EMA is probably one of the most important funds that Northern Ireland currently gives young people. I don't think that we can discount the numbers of young people who do remain in education because of education and maintenance allowance. And that is exactly why we are empowering young people and asking them to come out on the 21st of November and talk to their MLAs, talk to their, you know, their elected representatives in their constituent areas, and tell them how much this means to them. I mean, Northern Ireland has a huge problem with the number of people who are not in employment or in education and are simply wasting their lives away because there is not enough support out there for them. EMA was first...
Here's what you're up against, though. You're up against people who will perceive this money to be beer money. And they'll think to themselves, hold on a minute, 20 quid a week? That's what students waste on drink. They pay it up against a wall.
With the rise of the working poor, I don't think that we can say that students are spending money on beer. And it is not our place to dictate how students spend that money. That money is there to ensure that they have spending money so that they're not having to go out and work up to 50 hours per week to try and support themselves. It's incredibly difficult for young people at the moment to even find any kind of work. I mean, we're seeing young people as a generation being squashed down and not given the same opportunities that their parents would have had. This is the first time ever in history that our young people will be coming out of university and college and school worse off than their parents.
Yeah, but let's look at what the research actually said. The DEL, Department of Employment and Learning consultation paper says, when learners were asked to advise how they used their EMA allowance, the majority indicated that they saved it. In terms of spending the money, social activities ranked the highest among responses. So in other words, the taxpayers given this money to these students, and rather than it being to buy books, rather than it being to put food on the people at the table while they learn, they're drinking it or they're playing Laser Quest with it.
At the end of the day, we cannot dictate how people are spending their money. That money is ensuring that those people are able to go out and have a quality, quality of life.
If they're playing Laser Quest or drinking it or doing whatever students do in their leisure time, then they clearly don't need it. It's not a necessity to learn.
Even the people who do need it were not the people who were replying to the actual consultation. You have to look at the sample base of people who actually replied. Most of them came from grammar schools. Most of them came from high schools and weren't from the further education sector. When you look at the further education sector, that is where the students who need it the most are. Those are the people who are consistently being trampled on by society and who are not being given the opportunities that they need to further themselves. Those are the people I would be advocating for the scheme to be widened
that money,
out.
Could that money not be, could that money not, that shortfall of up to £30 per week, can that not be plugged rather than taking it away from taxpayers? Because we are in a climate now of prioritisation of where the limited amount of funds goes. Could that shortfall not be plugged by either parents, or if the parents don't have it, a student going out and getting a part-time job?
Absolutely not. It is the responsibility of the government to be investing in young people. I can't think of any better way to be spending money and plugging a shortfall than by ensuring that the government is investing in young people.
There's been millions
These
of students.
These are the people who will be leading the future of this country. These are people who, if we don't invest now at the tender age of 16, at 16 years of age, you have to be given the right opportunities by the government.
Adrian, there must be millions of students across the years who have gone out and they get a part-time job and that's how they fund some of their upkeep during their education. Must
be. Absolutely. There are many, many students who, we speak to them on a daily basis, students who are parents, who are 16 years old with parents, and who are having to work two jobs to keep the, to support themselves and depend on the education and maintenance allowance. But we have to be realistic here. There are no jobs. When we talk about students going out and getting part-time work, there simply are none. We are in the middle of a crisis and a recession, and there is no hope and opportunity for these young people. They are so dependent and reliant on the EMAs that they are getting from the state. When the initial PwC report was done, Stephen, it was done under a completely different economic climate. Parents were a bit more flush. Students were a bit more flush.
Okay.
But 4 years later, we are in a crisis.